Good morning, everyone. My name is Kalia Owens, and I am here to bring you guys Through the Nursing Lens, an interactive podcast where we'll discuss nursing news, highlight nursing topics and careers, as well as build our nurse tribe.
Alrighty, guys, let's get started. I am here with Miss Carissa Costin. She is the founder and CEO of Black Nurses Killing It. She's located in Atlanta, Georgia. Woo woo. And she'll be joining us today to talk a little bit about her personal nursing journey as well as her amazing brand. Miss Carissa, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me. How are you?
Good. Thank you for joining us. What's the weather like down there in Atlanta?
Atlanta is a little cool, it's a little nippy, but it's going back and forth. I'm trying to stay indoors anyway.
Okay. So we know you as Black Nurses Killing It. It actually took me a minute to like find you. I was like, okay, well, where's she at? Who is the person behind it? So I think this will be great because I think nurses are really influential on Instagram. And so your page is one of the pages that really sticks out to a lot of women who are graduating or they're just bossed up, just got their new job. And so we're really looking for you to tell us a little bit about it. So when did you start it? Why did you start it?
So I started the page a couple years ago. It all started as me just being really frustrated. I was pissed because there was this page that I really wanted them to post me. I'm not going to say their name. I'm not going to give them a clout. But I wanted them to post me and they didn't. And then the more I looked through the page, the more I realized like they had a certain type of person they wanted to post.
Oh.
So I was like, bump that. I'm going to make something just for us. It's going to be nurses only, nursing students only, and it's going to be people of color, specifically Black people. And I started originally asking people if I could post them, if they mind if I featured them. And then overnight, it blew up where people were wanting me to post them instead of me asking them.
Okay. Did that make it easier for you now that people were like coming to you?
It was easier, but it blew up quicker than more than I ever imagined. So it was very difficult.
So I feel like that kind of says a lot about people wanting to be represented, right? Like,
absolutely.
Kind of pick me. So you weren't the only one out there trying to be represented. And I know we'll tag people like, hey, when we had like other pages, people would tag. And it's, you started to notice like, wow, people want to be noticed for their accomplishments and for their
offering. Right.
That's really interesting. Do you think that there are not enough spaces for us to be represented in? Or do you think it's just kind of like our Instagram culture? Like, look at me, look at me.
I think there aren't spaces that represent us. Because when I didn't get posted, I tried to find another place for me to be represented. And it did not exist. That's why I was like, let me just make, you will not find, well, you probably will now. Mm-hmm. But before, there were no nursing pages for Black people, period. So I think we didn't get the recognition that we were yearning for. Everybody wants to see somebody succeeding that looks like them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that had a lot to do with it.
I like that. You want to see somebody succeeding that looks like you. And I'm trying to identify, like, when you graduated, what did that feel like for you? Like, did you have anything in particular that you had to, like, overcome? Or was it just like, you know, nursing school in itself is hard, like you did that?
My bachelor's or my master's?
Either one.
My bachelor's was kind of like, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do. This is my goal. Let's get through it. It was fine. My master's was more difficult because I could kind of do my little piece of a job while I was in nursing school. But when I got to my master's, I was in the real world. Working full time is not a game out here.
it was hard work.
Yeah, it was hard work. And I didn't want to use a bunch of loans and all that to pay for school. So I was trying to pay myself through school. And find the best place to be where I would be supported.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I did something similar. I got my MBA while I was working full time, and I was still a new grad nurse. So mm-hmm. I graduated and went right back. So I understand that struggle. So you said you was inspired to create this from just not feeling represented. Do you feel like we have representation in our schools at all? Just curious.
As in like our instructors?
Yeah, either like seeing people that look like you and your instructors or just having a safe space
anywhere for us to just be free to be Black nurses. Like, ultimately, that's what it is.
To be honest, I feel like the most representation, of course, you'll see in HBCU. Okay. You got a lot of instructors who look just like you. But most of the schools that I was looking at, I wasn't looking at HBCUs like that because I had a specific program I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I don't think I had but one Black instructor, and she was at the beginning. So I found a lot of my support through my classmates.
Okay.
It was quite a few of us.
And I think that's great if you have a culture of people who are supportive. I remember my nursing program, we didn't have supportive peers, and I think they had pitted us. I won't say they pitted us against each other, but I will say they didn't foster community the way they could have. And so it was a lot of who has the highest grade, who's working the hardest, you know, how to be that outstanding number one, you know, nursing pride. And so it did allow a lot of room for people who made mistakes or didn't catch on as quickly. So that's something.
And that's one thing I can say was different between my bachelor's and my master's. The bachelor's, I had that same culture. Like, we were for each other. We all wanted to succeed, but secretively we were competing against each other. Everybody wanted to be the best. Everybody wanted to know what grade everybody made at the end. And my master's, we did not care. We just wanted to carry each other through. If that was through by getting that 79 or 100, we were all working together on a common goal. So it was a lot more camaraderie with my master's degree.
That's good. And I noticed the difference even in different cohorts, because I was sad. I failed pharmacology. So my first semester in nursing school, I failed pharmacology. And then I had to go back and take it with a different cohort and then jump back in with my cohort. And I didn't want to jump back in because when I had failed that class, the other cohort was a lot more just supportive overall. Like, that even though that was the only class I was taking, I saw how they all stuck together. Like, if somebody didn't get a good grade, they would pull them in, they would help them out. If one person went to talk to the teacher during office hours or something, they was coming back and telling everybody what information they got. Whereas my cohort, it was very cliquish, you know, wasn't nobody sharing any information. It was a lot more intense. And so I was like, man, I would love to stay with this cohort, but I wanted to graduate on time.
Yeah, I totally understand.
So I saw you mentioned a lot about HBCUs, and I saw this fabulous homecoming line on your website. Like, when I say fabulous, I saw the commercial or the video that you did, and it was amazing. But I went to the site and I was like, okay, sis, you got this dope clothing line hiding on the website. So I'm saying hiding because I didn't see it nowhere on your page. I found that one video and I went to the website and it was just like, pow, Blackness. First off, why you hiding? And second off,
it's a story behind that. So, you know, I post a lot on that page. So you got to scroll sometime to find stuff from the past. So I worked a lot on that line. I poured more of myself into it this year. So I made a deadline, like early December. I was like, put your orders in. That's it for me for the year. I'm done.
Okay.
Because it was a lot of work. So after that, I didn't do nothing else with the shirts. I didn't want to promote it or push it or anything because I didn't want somebody to see it and be like, oh, I want to buy one. And I'm like, nah, sis, I can't accommodate you. But I started back. I've already gotten two orders since the new year. So I'm going to, I have a new idea that I'm hoping to push a little later, like closer to the spring, but it's y'all can put your orders in now. I'll take
them. I mean, and I'm not being funny. I saw that line. I had seen it when it came out and I thought it was cute. I remember double tapping it and then it was just like gone. And so I was like, okay. And then I went to your page. And when I went to your page, I went to the website and I was like, so Sis got a whole line out. And so I was just blown away. So y'all make sure y'all support this line. It is a beautiful line. I think what I noticed most is that it had a lot of hints and symbolism of just Blackness. And that's really what I felt. And you know, even from the style of the letters to the colors to everything, you just felt really represented, like very Black nurse without saying Black nurse.
Mm-hmm.
thank you for that. And it sounds like you put a lot into it, and it shows, but it doesn't show because it's hidden on the website.
I'm gonna do better. I'm gonna put it more out there. And that was my goal for everything that I put out through that line, is I wanted to represent Blackness. Mm-hmm. And it's funny that you mentioned that, because the very first shirt I put out said, I'm Black, I'm a nurse, and I'm killing it. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people bought the shirt. It kind of like blew up and people were wearing it to work. Man, they had people mad. Yeah. And it just made people want to buy more and do it more, because we ain't our ancestors. Let's just put it out there. Mm-hmm. We're not scared no more. We're going to represent ourselves. And we're not doing nothing to hurt anybody. Like, we're going to show who we are. We're going to be proud. And that's just what it is.
You know, don't get me on my rant. The fear comes from ignorance, right? It should not bother anybody that you're saying you're a Black nurse when you show up every day as a Black nurse.
Exactly. So
that just validates that fear that people have from our boldness. Because that's what it is. Like, we're unapologetic. We're bold. And I think we're breaking out of the mindset that I can't do something. You can do anything. And I think that's really why we create these spaces, is just to validate, not just for ourselves, but for the other generations or other people. Like, this is you doing this. Like, I remember getting through nursing school and not feeling good enough. And it's like, sis, your C got the same degree as this person who got these A's. Same stage, the same thing. Y'all little degree. It's okay. And so I think, in a way, or would you say these spaces are letting us know or empowering us to be okay with who we are?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I have, you don't know how many DMs I get where people have followed a page since they got accepted to nursing school and they're graduating right now. And they're like, I don't know. I was like in tears a month ago. So I was like, I don't know if I would have made it through school without this page, because the page was a safe space for them to ask questions. I always tell people, hop in my DMs if you got a question. If I can answer it, I'll try. If not, I will pass you to one of my people who can help you. Like, it creates an area where you don't have to be afraid, where you can see other people who are succeeding just like you. And it gives you more of a idea that you can make it.
And that's definitely what I felt. Because when I did Black Girl Blue Scrubs, I was scared to put the name out there because it was more of an official business name. But this was my business. And so I was showing up to like networking mixers and different things like that. And I highlight more of nurses who want to go beyond the bedside and transition into corporate and figure out what other careers they want to do. And so moving to Dallas, they have an amazing entrepreneur community. So I'm at these networking events and I'm like, oh yeah, I have a business called Black Girl Blue Scrubs. And it just raised so many eyebrows to the point where I wanted to change the name. And I told a few people, and I remember it was a hard conversation, but somebody that I looked up to actually told me, you know, I love your idea and what you're trying to do, but you'll never have a seat at the table with that name. And I was, when I say I was crushed, because I valued this person's opinion, and I was like, okay, I guess I'll go ahead and change it to make people feel comfortable. And I got one more person piece of advice, and they said, let that be a conversation starter. Let that start the conversation and be a segue into whatever it is that needs to be said. So,
and I think that's an important point to make. You know, when we were enslaved and we were trying to get to freedom, there were multiple counterparts that were trying to get us free. But do you think everybody was being Harriet up in there? No. It was people that were saying, no, let's lay low, let's do this, trying to figure out a different way to do it. And we would have still been in chains at this point if we were going. You have to have somebody who's willing to step out and say, let's go.
Let's go. And I think that's what it was. It was, and that's what I felt from your line. And that's why I really want you to put some people in these shirts and put them back on the page and go ahead and pray to God that however you got to manage that abundance, that, you know, when the Popeyes chicken sandwich came out and everybody was like, dear Lord, please make my season of harvest just like the Popeyes chicken sandwich. Yeah. out there, because like I said, I saw that line and I was like, what? Where is my shirt? Like, why didn't I know all this here? And I like I said, I remembered it, but coming back around, I'm like, oh no, I gotta buy a shirt. Thank you for that. And then my next question was, what product do you see people purchasing the most?
No matter what I put out, people always go back to that a nurse and a king or a nurse and a queen shirt, because it's not really anything else out there like that. And it gets to say exactly what they are. They get to be proud of who they are. It shows that kente cloth looking fabric on there. So they can be proud of who they are from every angle.
I love it. I love all of this.
How hard was it for you to create this space?
It was difficult because I was just starting back in school. And again, I just did this because I wanted to create a space for us. But again, I didn't think it was going to be this big. So when people decided that they loved it and they wanted to be on it and be a part of it and be recognized on it, they didn't really care about what I had going on. So it was really hard. So, because I was like, chill, sis, I'm going to post you eventually. But it got to the point where I was getting 50 feature requests a day. And I had to start setting boundaries for myself. Like, I used to just post. And I was like, I'm not sleeping. Mm-hmm. So that's when I set some rules up. I was like, okay, 9 people a day. That's 3 rows. Okay. I'm not going to post more than 9 people a day. Students, I won't post more than 20 students on Student Nurse Tuesdays. Okay. And that's when I started making it, you know, special days for certain stuff. Students are only on Tuesdays. Men are on Mondays. And then I do different, you know, everybody else on the other days. So I had to set up some boundaries to kind of go against some of the hard parts. But it's working out.
No, it's beautiful. I love going on there because, again, all you see is melanin and all you see is these happy faces. And even, like, pictures alone, they bring inspiration, you know, so you can go on that page and you can be feeling like you can't do something or you don't know how you're going to do something, and you can go on that page and be like, oh wow, you just feel the energy from it. So it's definitely worth it. As a nurse, as a full-time nurse, would you say that this, are you an entrepreneur? Are you an influencer? Like, how would you define this kind of side hustle?
It's so funny. People ask me that. I don't see myself as either one of those.
Okay. No, absolutely.
Because I haven't put myself 100% into being an entrepreneur, because I don't push a lot into selling, but I did want something that out there for us. I'm just big on, if it ain't out there and I want it, I'm putting it out there for us.
Okay.
So whatever that looks like, whether it's some clothing, whether it's a mentorship, whether it's a trip, whether it's just the page, I'm trying to do it. So,
that's actually called an entrepreneur. I don't know if your definition has a set amount of hours or something that it gotta work, but an entrepreneur is someone who sees a need and solves it. That is the essence. That is it. That's all an entrepreneur is.
I think that's what I think of it as. I think about it as far as, like, it's my side thing. So because it's not my full-time gig, I don't think of myself as an entrepreneur, but I see what you mean.
Yeah, you saw a need, you saw a gap, and you solved it. And you know, just on some business, because when I went back, I got my MBA in healthcare administration. So I love business in the sense of just creating something, being like a creative of opportunities for people. Mm-hmm. But even with this, there's so many people out here that are nursing influencers or business owners or, you know, just dope nurses that do have a brand or a business, but you even honed it down to that one thing that needed to be done, which was simply representation. Mm-hmm. And it all came from what your experience was and how you didn't feel like you were represented. And there's a whole market for you out there. So, I mean, I think that's beautiful that it can be 100 of us out here and focusing on different things. Like, I'm like, hey, Sam, what you about to do after you get burnt out? Because at the 3-4 year mark, you're going to be tired. You're going to be looking for something more. What's your plan look like? Have you been networking? Mm-hmm. Have you set this up? Do you know how to interview? Do you know how to grow? Mm-hmm. You're like, hey, let's represent each other so we can keep it moving, so we can keep everyone motivated. So I think collectively
as a community, I feel like we holding it down for Black people.
Oh, yes. POP, hold it down.
So what has surprised you most? You told us that you live in Atlanta. You mentioned that you had a master's degree. What kind of master's degree do you have?
So I'm dually certified as a nurse practitioner. I went to University of South Alabama, and I got my family nurse practitioner certification and my adult gero acute care nurse practitioner.
Okay, nice. And so you got your bachelor's, you got your master's. What has been the most surprising thing or the most surprising thing about your nursing journey?
I don't know how to explain it. Like, I kept thinking I was going to fail.
Aww.
And I started to be my worst enemy. Like, I can't do this. I'm not doing it. Like, I kept doubting myself, and I'm not one to doubt myself, really. So it surprised me how much I would get down on myself because, again, I was looking around me, and I'm like, where are the Black girls at?
Right.
What are Black men at? They're residents. They're in pharmacy. They're not MPs that I'm seeing around me. So it had me doubting myself a lot, but, I mean, I made it.
How did you overcome that voice? How did you overcome that doubt?
Honestly, through Black Nurses Killing It. Okay. There were a lot of times where I was like, I'm finna quit. Like, I don't feel like doing this. I'm tired. It's dragging me. And somebody would get in my messages and tell me how much I was inspiring them and how much I was pushing them. And I'm one, I don't like to let people down.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll let myself down before I let other people down. So that was a huge push for me to keep going because I know there's people watching me. And if I give up, that may make the next person give up. And I don't ever want to be responsible for that. So that means I have to keep going.
We talked about it in our second podcast, how a lot of what our purpose may be tied to is just kind of tied to helping other people. And sometimes we think we're meant to do something for ourselves when really we need to be doing things for other people. And that's what's going to keep our cup filled. And that's what's going to keep us going. And it sounds almost counterproductive because you like, I'm taking these classes. I'm tired. I'm working. I'm trying to get through. Sis, how am I going to help you? And then you help that person and you find it. Just made so much more room for you to help yourself. So
absolutely.
That's beautiful. I mean, it's just beautiful that you were able to get that. With Black Girl Blue Scrubs, it came during a period of being extremely burnt out and trying to find an avenue to grow beyond the bedside and not being let in because all the educator jobs were, you know, who's who and who do you know and somebody's friends and all the management jobs were kind of clicked up. And so it was like, if you want to grow beyond the bedside, you had to know somebody to get there. You couldn't just make that big jump. Somebody say, yeah, I want you to be this manager or this leader. And so I really had to take a step back and say, okay, if I'm struggling with this, I know that there are other people who want to grow beyond the bedside and don't know how outside of MP, which is what everybody's natural choice was. But there, I just wanted people to know there are other options out there.
Absolutely.
Did you consider anything else prior to MP or what led to that choice?
No, not really, because it's all I've ever wanted to be. Like, nursing was never the end goal for me. For a hot second, I thought about being a CRNA.
Mm-hmm.
And props to y'all, because I cannot. Like, my brain ain't set up for it. It's hard work. And it frustrates me that some CRNAs are having such a hard time getting respected with their DMPs and being called doctor because they work their tail off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not to say that we don't as nurse practitioners, but it's just a whole nother realm when you talking about putting somebody to sleep. Like, it's not a game. So
that's the key.
Yeah. And I have a lot of friends that are around me that are in everything besides MP. I have a clinical nurse. I have a lot of people in nursing management. I have people who own like home health, home hospice agencies. So I got a lot of entrepreneurship around me. MP is always what I gravitated to.
That's good. No, that's good. And it's good that you were able to have a network of people who had other jobs so that you can see that isn't the only thing. Because I do hear it's hard to get a job as an MP.
Oh, absolutely.
What was your experience with that?
like you said, I live in Atlanta, Georgia, and it's heavily saturated. And part of the problem is because, and this is not to throw shade on nobody's program, you know, we all here, we all trying to make it. But there are a lot of programs that don't have nurses and MPs' best interests at heart. And they're just trying to crank us out and get our money. Mm-hmm. They're not actually preparing us. So they're having cohorts of 300 nurse practitioners. Mm-hmm. And you throw them out in Georgia and they all graduate in May. That's just one school. Mm-hmm. So imagine that happening over and over and over and over again within a matter of days. That's your market right there. So it's very difficult to get a job, especially brand new with no experience in certain areas. And it's making it where a lot of companies think they can pay you less because everybody's so desperate to get a job. Mm-hmm. So it's affected pay as well. But I use networking to get my job, transitioned to another job in the last year because I knew I had to do something else to be able to focus to make this last year count in school. And I wanted to finish strong. So I changed jobs. And when I went to a new hospital, I got to know a lot of the physicians and the nurse practitioners and I've established a lot of relationships. Mm-hmm. So by the time I graduated, and I talked about being in school constantly, I told everybody I was in school and all of that. By the time it was time to actually get a job, people were like, we got a position. You want to come over here? You want to come over here?
Yeah.
So it worked out perfectly.
I think networking is so key. Like, I drive networking so much because I'm like, mm-hmm. you don't understand it. The degrees are great and I think it's great for us, but really being able to like secure the bag.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you say is your ultimate goal with Black Nurses Killing It? Since you're a Black Nurse Killing It, what's your personal goal and what's your ultimate goal for your brand?
For Black Nurses Killing It, I just really want it to continue to do what it's doing now, and that's to inspire people. I would love to one day like be able to put together like a collage or something of people who feel like Black Nurses Killing It has touched their lives at some point. And just, I think that's so inspirational for me. People don't realize how much all the people on there inspire me to keep going. So I just wanted to continue to grow. I have a lot of things in mind for Black Nurses Killing It. For this year, I'm trying to come up with a trip mm-hmm. to Black Nurses Killing It vacation. I'm working on a mentorship right now. I just closed applications. So I'm waiting for everybody to turn theirs in so I can put mentors and mentees together. I just want everybody to win. I want Black nurses to come out of the crabs in the barrel mentality.
I agree.
It's enough for all of us to eat out here.
I agree. You should get a shirt with the Issa Rae saying when she says she's rooting for everybody Black.
Yes.
Just like a person version of it. Like, I'm just rooting for everything Black.
That's right.
Is there anything else you would like us to know about nursing, about life, about Black nurses killing it? Like, any final words for us?
The only thing I want to say is, it's really on that crabs in a barrel mentality, is that we have to support each other. We have to be there for each other. We have to uplift each other. There are so many obstacles we face. We have to work 10 times harder than our non-Black counterparts to get to where we want to be. So we can't be against each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just period. So I just want everybody to, each one teach one. If I give you some information and help you get to the next level, make sure you reach back and get the one behind you.
Okay.
Because we're never going to get better if we don't. We can't keep it all to ourselves. We got to help each other. So that's my overall thing for Black Nurses Killing It. And that's what I want everybody to take away from this conversation today, is that in order for us to win, we got to help each other.
Beautiful. And so how can we support you? How can we help you? How can we help you get these shirts out? Because we about to order them. We gotta order them. You can't stop us from this line, no matter how much you try. So where can we find you online? How can we support the clothing line? Give us all your handles, your social media, website. And what's one thing you need from us to just continue your brand and your business?
So, of course, on Instagram, we're at Black Nurses Killing It on Instagram. I'm Kay Elise on Instagram. My personal handle is K_ALYSSE. To shop the clothing line, it's blacknurseskillingit.com/shop.
There's a homecoming line on there, but it's a line of shirts that came out before then too that y'all can shop and support me. All the money that I get from the line, I don't put that in my bank account. Like, I use it for stuff. So whenever you see me doing scholarships or putting together events like I did last May, that's what I use it for. I just put it right back into Black Nurses Killing It. So that's it. Just support me, support each other, keep following, spread the word, tell other Black nurses you know about the page so we can keep growing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much for doing this. I feel like we touched a lot of people who are interested in nursing, PE, life, or who just needed to feel represented. I hope that their cups were filled as well as mine. I've definitely enjoyed being able to have a conversation with you.
Thank you so much for having me. Y'all keep being Black.
Alrighty, guys, and that's our show for today. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Black Girl Blue Scrubs, as well as subscribe to our newsletter by visiting www.blackgirlbluescrubs.org, as well as send us DMs or emails in regards to whatever topics you guys want to hear about. We have a podcast survey that's located in the show notes below. Make sure that you guys fill out our survey for a chance to win some free goodies, as well as giving us an idea of how we did on our podcast and what future topics you guys would like to hear about. Thank you all for tuning in with us today, and remember to stay grateful, stay focused, and stay hungry. My name is Kalia Owens, and you guys have just tuned in to Through the Nursing Lens.